This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Why, good morning, America. Yes, indeed. It's that time again. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And by the time you hear this, next time we speak, we will have had the midterm elections. So this is the run up to this and to that end. Let's talk about the left and how they regard all of you. And there's some of you that are listening that are Hispanic or Black Americans or female or a bunch of things. And they all ascribe this idea that you might be conservative to you being a white male in some cases. Okay? And to that end, today when we're recording this, CNN's Don Lemon, poor soul, he can't help himself. He had a little on-air rant with Chris Cuomo, and I'm gonna let you listen to what he has to say. A little 50-second clip, and make sure everything's turned up.
We messaged about this a little bit this weekend. I keep trying to point out to people not to demonize any one group or any one ethnicity, but we keep thinking that the biggest terror threat is something else. Some people who are marching, you know, towards the border, like it's imminent. And then the last time they did this, a couple hundred people came and they, you know, most of them did get into the country. Most of them got tuckered out before they even made it to the border. So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them. There is no ban on, you know, they have the Muslim ban. There is no white guy ban. So what do we do about that?
So there you have it. What he's doing is he's taking everybody that is conservative there. Okay. Now he's going to say white guys, but what he doesn't want to say, see right now, Trump's support among Black America is somewhere around 30%, around Hispanic America's in the 20s. So, and females are picking him up too. And this is all within the interior of the United States. So while Don Lemon is sitting here, Don Lemon, perfect name for him. While he's sitting there looking all pained and everything of this realization, and Chris Cuomo's there looking so studied and like considering and everything else, they're basically building their own straw man there. This is the CNN straw man. This is because we've had some rampage killings, which instead of using them to go anti-gun, they're going to try to make it anti-conservative. They're going to up the game because gun control is failing. So they decided to make it anti-conservative. This little diatribe was very quickly denounced by a lot of critics. This all happened today. But CNN did not come out with any sort of a respond to a request for comment. Fox News contributor DeRoy Murdoch said the racism coming from the left of the mainstream media has become breathtaking, pointing to the Lemon comment as the latest example. And I quote from DeRoy Murdoch, Lemon's latest spurt of acid is a most unusual plea for national unity. We have to stop demonizing people, and then just two words later, a blast of divisiveness worthy of a machete. Painting with a roller than with a mere broad brush. Lemon slams millions of his fellow Americans. He does not say that they were wrong, mistaken, or misinformed, rather than that they are a terror threat. And and Lemon advises, we have to start doing something about that. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you. If there's a group out there, and let's think about what we're just... What we're called as gun owners, we're called complicit in the murder of children and complicit in the murder of people. We're called gun nuts. We're called, they tried to go with the whole originalist thing, but I wear that like a badge of courage. But, I mean, they set out to demonize us in every way they possibly can. They refer to a rampage killer as a gunman or a shooter. Except when I go to the range, I'm a gunman and I am a shooter. They refer to the rampage killer as the active shooter. Well, no. He's a rampage killer. And there's a big difference between the two. And what they've been trying to do for the longest time is to conflate terminology to where it becomes commonplace to respond, to refer to something like assault weapon. Assault weapon is a completely made up political term. There is no class of weapons called assault weapons. A .22 long rifle with a tube magazine that holds 9 rounds, if it's used in a killing, that is a weapon used in an assault. A mailbox, if it's pulled out of the ground and used to bash somebody's head in, that is a weapon that is used in an assault. It is a descriptor. It is not a definition of, and the description that it's giving is in the way it was used. So it's an action. It is not an adjective. So here we are now, and we're trying to up the game because they're nervous about the midterms. And, you know, you've got people. Who was it that came out the other day? Oh, yeah, Barbara Streisand. She said she's going to move to Canada if the Republicans retain control of the House. I mean, have you looked at Canadian property yet, lady? I mean, I know you've been replaced by Lady Gaga. Your movie's been remade, one of your defining moments, and now you're just hanging out there with Josh Brolin's dad. But are you looking at the travel brochures and to figure out which part of the Great North you're going to live in? Because I guarantee you they don't have California weather. Maybe you should move out of California anyway because of all of the excrement laying all around, California being the state of pestilence. But that's all beside the point. This is what they're trying to do. And this is what they're trying to bring about. They want you to think that we're the problem and we are not the problem. If we were precipitating violence, there would be no gun grabbers. There would be no mainstream media. If we were what they say we are, all of this would already be wiped out. If we were the slathering, you know, the slobbering, frothy-mouthed people they think we are, and, you know, white guys on the right, radicalized by the right. Now, think about that. Think about that terminology, radicalized by the right. So does this mean if I believe in the Second Amendment that I've been radicalized? Does this mean that if I believe when, right now, I saw an article where Trump used the N-word, nationalist. Does this mean if I'm a nationalist and I believe that I should get to be a part of picking and choosing who comes into this country, that I'm, you know, I've been radicalized by the right? Your belief system now makes you a terrorist. And in the meantime, let's not worry about the Antifa and all the places we burned down and all the calls for violence and all the calls for harassment and all these other things. None of that stuff matters. None of it matters at all. But it actually does. It actually does matter. So think about this. In a few days, in 6 days when you go and vote, this is the way they regard you. If you were saying, what's the point? The point is you got to get in this fight. If you're not planning on being in the fight, if you think you can bypass the fight will come to you sooner or later. I deal with a lot of gun companies. They'll be like, hey, Bill, I'm just trying to be apolitical. Well, you may not want to pay attention to politics, but politics is paying attention to you. For the leftists, you're either going to be part of the collectivism that they want to put together, and if you're not, well, then you become an enemy. And, you know, we have to start doing something about them, as Don Lemon says. That's you. The them is you. Is you. So, we're not Americans anymore. We're whites. And that includes you, Black America, that believes in conservatism. And that includes you, America, that's Hispanic, that believes in conservatism. And that includes you, America, that's Asian, that believes in conservatism. If you're a gun owner and you believe in conservatism, you're white. Which unites us, I guess, in a way, right? We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady, and, you know, I just want to lead off with this by saying, you know, when it all comes down to it, what's going on today is not really new. I mean, Trump didn't start the fire. Billy Joel politics. Would he object to this? object to this. I don't know if you would or not, but that's okay. Thanks, Billy. I appreciate that. One of the lyrics in that song is, "It's always burning since the world's been turning the fire." Trump didn't start this fire of incivility. Trump has never preached violence or racial animosity or economic injustice. He doesn't roll that way. He never has. He's never going to. He just fights. He is a complete and unapologetic brawler. He fights and he fights hard. But the characterization of narrative of him being unfit, racist, and violent is absurd. I mean, dude's a family man. He's a grandfather. He's a father many times over. He's a New York realtor. He's a real estate developer. But don't tell all this to your leftist friends and their biased media allies. They want you to believe that Trump did start the fire. And he started all of the fires. Not only did he start them, but he's responsible for everything that the left perceives as wrong with our world today. Everything. Now, if you're a leftist, particularly a media leftist, think of what you've blamed him for. Because it's a staggering list. It's an amazing list. A list of deceit from the left that may never end. Treason with Russia. Sexually assaulting numerous women. Starting fights. He's racist. He's misogynistic. He hates immigrants. He cheats on his taxes. Cheated in business. And he's using the presidency to enrich his family and companies, although nobody can even show it. I mean, he doesn't even keep his salary. He incited the pipe bomb violence and the synagogue murders. And let's start with numero uno, shall we? For those of you who want to be diversified and multicultural, Trump colluding with Russia to steal the election from Hillary. Hillary, who sold them the rights to our uranium, and Hillary, who was out hanging out there. I mean, that's pure projection. A more deceit-filled, stupid narrative may never have been pushed by the Democratic media slaves ever. Yet, it's still alive after 2 years of nonstop coverage and proclamation. It's like the return of the living dead. Yeah. All we need is Bruce Campbell to stand up and start directing traffic. It never stops coming, even though there is zero evidence of any such collusion ever happening except within the Clinton campaign. Zero. Yet the geniuses in our leftist media will never admit there is no evidence. Jake Tapper, Joe Scarborough, Rachel Maddow. They've gotten richer off of this giant fake scandal that any con man, you know, a con man can never come close to what they're doing. They reported it daily, breathlessly, implying treason, a stolen election, an unfit president, and a man for no seasons. Rumor is that there was a video of Trump telling a Russian official to go tell Putin that after the election, he would have more latitude to do what Russia wanted. But the CNN and our leftist media could never find it. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's because Obama did that. He's the one saying that. I'm sorry. I have to go through a lot of material. I sometimes get things messed up. It was Obama saying, after this election, I can do more for you, Mr. Putin. Tell him that, Medvedev. As to the rest of the list, it was all made up as well. None of these things has any evidence to back it up. The media mean they wanted us all to believe. Orange man bad. They pretend that virtually there's a new scandal every week, making it up out of thin air. And then they recycle them. Like Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels right now she's looking at $300,000 in legal fees she's got to pay, while her lawyer is looking at criminal referrals for having Julie Curly Sue Swetnick step up. Yeah. Nope. No, people. No. Trump didn't start the fire. The elite leftist Democrat media never Trump complex, which I'm looking at you, Bill Kristol. They did. And those within it did so in a manner that has virtually destroyed their credibility. It's destroyed their mind, because none of this ever works. And maybe their souls, they're probably just sitting there rotting. Their interior being of them is just a rotting black hole. Recall, if you will, which sounds like a Prince song, doesn't it? Recall, if you will, The many journalists and news organizations who made the claim they would not do objective coverage of Trump because he was so dangerous. According to them, they say, saw a man so vile, crude, extreme, awful, disastrous in his thinking, that they would not give him the benefit of fair coverage. And this was an assault led by the so-called paper of record by one Jim Rutenberg on August 7th, 2016. It became the default position of our leftist media. Then, if you will, remember the Sea Island Conference where the tech lords, many major media figures, and a host of Never Trumps met in a posh on a posh Georgia island in order to stop Trump from going further. Remember the day after the election when the New York Times actually apologized to its readers and the nation for being so biased and so awful with its lack of corrective journalistic practice. Quoting from the Times, "We will rededicate ourselves to the fundamental mission of Times journalism. This is to report America and the world honestly without fear or favor." I've got an expensive bridge that I'm willing to sell some timeshares to for any of you that believe this. 92% negative in the face of a great ascending economy and some of the most monumental foreign policy achievements in the past 40 years. Do you remember the video of some brave person, or that some brave person released showing Google execs and some underlings lamenting the election of Trump? We could have called that the day after, because the video was as, you know, as embarrassing as that movie. My take is a bunch of self-serving, self-unaware tech nerd millionaires with propellers in their heads whining about what more they could have done and about how they would have to suck it up and be even more dishonest. So please, please listen to me. Dear leftist media, dear media malaprops, dear tech lords, dear Democratic Party, Trump didn't start the fire. You guys did. You and all of your abundant vileness. You and your self-proclaimed elite smarts. Your self-projection of superiority. Your pretense of smug self-righteousness. And, you know, just to recap, let's consider Trump's opponents. The Republican establishment, the bloated Hillary machine, and the fake news old media, and the tech lords. Doesn't that sound like a really messed up team on the other side of the field? We'll be right back.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. Rampage killings. When you're looking to assign blame to for a rampage killing, remember this. A rampage killing is it's never society's fault. It can be due to malfeasance in a lot of cases, like, say, Parkland was due to malfeasance. Or Isla Vista, that was due to malfeasance. We had James Holmes, Aurora. A lot of these guys were being tracked. A lot of these guys, we were aware that there were issues with them, and then we just did nothing about them. And when I say we, I'm just being collective about that. That's the only time I ever do that. But let's go to Pittsburgh and, the shooting that tragically claimed 11 lives at a Pittsburgh synagogue. We have had the predictable response, which is lamentable. Because the leftists are blaming Trump and you and me for creating a climate of hate. Don't you? I mean, like when I go to the coffee shop, I look at the little girl handing me the coffee and I just look at her and go, are you a Republican? And if she says no, I go, well, I hate you. I can't wait to come out of here right now. So I can, that's what I do in my climate of hate. Now, in response to this outrageous statement and the notion that it justifies suppression of speech, others will say that only one man is responsible. And I have to agree with that to a degree, mass murderer, rampage killer Robert Bowers. Yet there's far more to this matter than either might indicate. There are some people that grow up, they're born evil. There are some people that become evil, and then there's some people that do evil things. Now, for those that are not born evil, sometimes words can start to steer them in a direction. And, one of the reasons that I'm in talk radio and some people listen to talk radio is because they're looking for words to help either vindicate or educate or maybe they just want to be entertained, whatever it is. But there are words that can shift a person's thinking. Now, these are words and phrases and belief sets that have to be embraced. But for any of us that are in this business, or if you're writing a newspaper editorial, or if you're writing a book, or whatever it is, a magazine, we're all trying to influence, right? To spur them into some what our version of a proper remedial action would be. So if you have somebody, now, one of the things that I want everybody that listens to me to be spurred to do is to be a critical thinker. Don't just take what I'm saying at its face value. Go look into this. But there would be some unstable individuals out there who would take improper action, especially in a nation that has 330 million people. And this is true no matter what is said at any time. If you rail against thievery, somebody may go out and murder a reformed ex-thief. Now, Bowers was very clear in his motivation. He was upset about the continual illegal wave migration into the U.S. As to the influence of speech, if there had been a complete blackout these last years on talk of illegal migration, would Bowers have committed his crime? Two thoughts on this one. Let's talk about it not being the case. Well, let's go along with the idea that it is not the case. But then let's look at Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. He wouldn't have perpetrated his crimes had there been a blackout on discussion of the threats posed by technology. In addition, it's highly probable that revenge attacks on white people wouldn't have occurred following the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin affair if the media hadn't intensely focused on the case, or the 2017 congressional baseball shooting, the sending of rice into Trump and leading Republicans, the attacks on GOP offices, and more than 600 cases of assault or harassment on conservatives wouldn't have occurred had the media not expressed anti-Trump views. The Boston Tea Party and the War for Independence wouldn't have occurred if revolutionaries hadn't espoused anti-British sentiment. The war between the states wouldn't have occurred if abolitionists didn't rail against slavery, and attacks on innocent priests wouldn't have occurred had the media not focused on the Catholic Church sex act scandal. So what do we do here? Do we just shut up and discuss nothing? Because is expressing beliefs, if you express a belief on a serious matter, can that be considered divisive? Well, there can't be division without at least two opposing sides. And so the question then becomes, who is morally responsible for the division and the violent byproducts of it? Is it the person who, by espousing truth, angers the lovers of lies? Or is it the espousers of lies who anger both lovers of truth and misguided adherents of other lies? So this brings us back to the Trump-hating Bowers and illegal migration. The leftist immigrationists would like patriots, be that mean just normal people, to just shut up and stop complaining about the influx of what they call undocumented immigrants seeking a better life. Patriots would prefer that they'd shut up, stop opposing border security and immigration enforcement, and cease abetting what we might call an invasion. One side is right. The other side is wrong. It is the wrong one that is morally responsible indirectly for inciting people like Bowers. There are many good reasons, by the way, to oppose an invasion. These include the monetary costs associated with illegal migrants, the crimes they commit, the diseases they bring with them, the strain on our resources, and significantly, the nation-rending effect of rapid and irreversible demographic and cultural change. Just ask Europe how that's working out for them. And then the immigrationists, of course, they're dishonest about their motives. They claim to care about the poor migrants, but what really animates them is power. 85 to 90% of our post-1968 immigrants have hailed from the third world, and the left knows full well that 70 to 90% of them vote Democrat upon naturalization. So they're cementing power by importing voters. principle is, if you can't get the people to change the government, then you change the people. It's a bit, a little bit like looking at the Supreme Court right now, where they're saying, well, since Trump is going to be, he's going to be the guy loading the Supreme Court for the next little bit, we need to pack the court and make it where it's even. A more representative version of America today. And, you know, FDR did that. Immigrationists throw salt in the wound by attacking those opposing the invasion as xenophobes or uncompassionate or as white supremacists. It's as if someone helps a criminal break into your home and then castigates you for complaining about it. Drives me sort of crazy. Certain unhinged people find it crazy, too. Only they may resort not to the ballot box, but the ammo box and target innocents in the process. And this division, once it's put together, cannot be wished away, washed away. There is no common ground. Whether or not the immigrationists believe in their hearts that they're right, they certainly act as if they were, and they will not relent. And as for the normal people, we are right. We know that the importation of a vast foreign electorate army to help destroy our last vestige cannot be accepted. And this is an irreconcilable difference. In the synagogue shooting, the person responsible for that is Robert Bowers. If you want to look for an indirect responsibility for an irrational act relating to an issue, it lies with those pushing an irrational position on the issue. And all of the violent rhetoric now, all of the military terminology and everything, all the actions are coming from the left. We're going to see more of this, too. So, bear that in mind. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Back for one last, one last rant, if I may. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I know this has been going on for a little bit now. I think this will actually be my 11th episode, I think. I'm not sure. But I would like to know what you think about this now that we've settled down and everything, because things are about to start sounding a little bit different. You're probably hearing from some of my sponsors already and everything else. So if you would, if you'd be so kind, drop me a line, Bill at Lock and Load Radio, L-O-C-K, letter N, L-O-A-D, radio. And just tell me what you think. I would love to hear what you have to say about it. Here we have a tale of two positions. In Alabama, at a McDonald's, a masked gunman stormed in, and he wanted to have his own little rampage killing episode at McDonald's. Except a statistic got in the way. See, the statistic is that in the case of a rampage killer, when you wait on the police to show up, the average loss of life exceeds 18. When there's an armed citizen there, and whether it's an off-duty cop or just a armed citizen, it doesn't matter. The average loss of life is 2.5. It is 2.5 because it takes time to make, for your brain to digest what it's watching, because watching somebody, unless you're in a combat zone, watching somebody gun down people having Big Macs is not natural. So your brain has to digest this a minute, and then you have to swing into action, and that's where we lose the people that we do lose when an armed citizen is there. But it's still a far cry from 18 or over, right? Well, in Alabama, at the McDonald's, an unidentified dad was leaving the establishment with his sons when this masked man walked into the Birmingham fast food restaurant and started shooting, according to WBRC-TV. The father returned fire, and during the ensuing shootout, the gunman, the father, and one of the man's teenage sons were struck, according to the station. The reason that the body count goes down so low when an armed citizen is there or a cop is because the gunman, the rampage killer, he's got to pay attention to who's trying to cap him in plain language. So when dad drew his weapon, well, let's just say that the rampage killer had a new lease on life. Now, the rampage killer died of his injuries. Now, I could sit here and I could say, well, okay, this is horrible, isn't it? It's such a tragedy. What led him to it? These guys go through six stages. They go through six stages before they take this action. And in any of the first five stages, they can be stopped if there's some sort of an intervention, if there's some sort of interception to where we become aware of what they're doing, they can be stopped. Now, in the case of many of these guys, the interception occurs and it still happens because whoever goes there, like in the case of Elliot Rodgers or the kid down in Parkland, nobody recognizes what they're looking at. And that's because we're asking cops to look at this from a psychological point of view. So there have been times where interventions could have occurred and they didn't. So having said that, when they get to the sixth stage, which is the actual action that they're wanting to undertake, the rampage killing, the only answer to that, quite frankly, is to de-animate them. If you're in a gunfight, the reason you're shooting somebody is to stop them from doing what they're doing. You're trying to de-animate them. If they live through it, fine. But you have to de-animate them. You have to stop them from doing that which they are doing. And if you don't, well, the body count goes higher. The dad and his son, their injuries were not considered life-threatening. And McDonald's employee, Marcus Washington, he was at the time making two-quarter pounders when the bullets started whizzing by, and he ran into the freezer where he heard about 15 shots fired. And he told the station, "I'm feeling grateful, wrapping my head around it all. I was just wishing someone would come wake me up from this nightmare." A gunfight inside an enclosed area, after the first shot, you're not going to be deafened by it anymore because you're deaf already. The compression of the shot going off and the lack of the air being able to expand the way it needs to and everything else, you're going to be deaf. In his case, he was in a refrigerator, which is just about the only hardened place in there, and it's not really that hardened. It's insulated, but it's not that hardened. This is the thing you really need to think about. I've been doing a lot of training lately. You need to learn the difference between being concealed and being undercover. Cover means that they can shoot your cover and it's not going to penetrate your cover and find its way to you. Concealment means they can't see you, but if they shoot your concealed position, it will penetrate the concealment and it will hit you. So being in the refrigerator, Marcus was in concealment, but he was, while he was in there listening to the gunfight happening, he was fearing for the worst. He said, "All we hear is like different gunfire. So in my mind, I'm imagining everybody's dead and he's looking for us." And then he said he was thankful that the armed customer was there. He said, "He's my hero because I can only imagine how it would have went if he wasn't armed. We might not be here having this interview." And indeed, no body count. Guy started shooting and missed everybody. And that's another thing we find common among most of these guys is that I need to find out a little bit about Mr. Bowers, who's still alive, because he engaged successfully the police for a bit. But in the case of this guy just apparently, I don't even know his name. I'm not afraid to say his name either. I'm not one of these guys that gets out there and says, "Well, I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of having all that publicity." Well, you know what? If you are the evil dude, yes, you get the publicity from me. I don't care about your gun. Your gun is... It's like getting out there and saying, "What kind of hammer was it? Was it a ball peen? Did it have a claw?" You know, it's a gun. So, father is not expected to face charges. And the authorities are now working to determine if the gunman intended to rob the restaurant or was targeting an employee or planning something even more nefarious. This was stopped so fast that there was not even time to establish a motive. That, by the way, is the ideal circumstance. However, then we get this from the Birmingham Police spokeshole, Sergeant Brian Shelton. And yes, you heard what I just said. "Things like this are difficult for both families. The gentleman who unfortunately lost his life, the teenage boy who is in the hospital recovering from his injuries, and the father who is also recovering from his injuries. It's not easy being a father and watching your child get injured, get hurt like that. It's a really heart-wrenching experience. I understand that police departments like to be diplomatic. The guy that walked in to the McDonald's was not a gentleman. The guy that walked in with a mask to shoot and kill whoever he was shooting at was no gentleman. He was a monster. He was as evil as they come. Right now, wherever you are, you're doing something. Like those people in that McDonald's were doing. You're driving your car, or maybe you're at a McDonald's or a restaurant or wherever you are. You're doing something that you're allowed to do, is perfectly legal for you to do. You have every right to do it. And just like you, this guy busted in on a McDonald's where everybody was having, you know, their McNuggets. The McRib just came back, so maybe they were having the McRib. I don't know. They were there to have this. They made their choice. They were there to have this. And this guy busts in. And this is why I carry a gun. Because one of the things that irritates me most in these instances is the slaughter of innocents. Here in the United States, you have the right to be wherever you want to be and do whatever you want to do because you're human, because you're American. You have inalienable rights you're born with. And you shouldn't have to worry about this kind of stuff. And at the same time, since the nature of man has never changed, we do have to worry about these things happening. And if you're going to take anything from all of this, looking at this particular incident, then I know I'm stealing this from a Steven Seagal movie, but chance favors the prepared mind. This father was prepared. And when it happened, he was already out, and still he dealt with it. And without knowing how many people in there, we can just say he saved at least Marcus Washington's life and the lives of the people that worked at the McDonald's, right? However many that was, he saved lives. Go and vote, please. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.